Hey, this is Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I'm continuing my series, Life is Not Happening to You, It's Happening Through You. And these little shows are designed to help you make some shifts, some really concrete shifts in the way you're approaching life from the inside out to help you be the best version of yourself. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I help people do extraordinary things. All right, let's continue this discussion. Where do we want to go? There's so many different areas. Well, first I was going to set this timer. Okay, now I'm setting it. All right. So I've talked to you about not feeling weak. I've talked to you a lot about that. That you can make strong, powerful choices. And so that starts with your mind and your mouth. Like if I could share with you some really like basic law of attraction manifesting 101 is clean up your mind and your mouth. And what I'm saying by that is if you have a desire, make sure what comes in out of your mouth, which means what's going through your mind, is a match to that desire. So you wouldn't say things like, it's not working, it's not working, it's not working. Yeah, even if you haven't seen the result, just know that spirit's working in the back end. That's your answer. You didn't see the exact result you wanted. Oh, spirit's working on the back end. Period. It's not, oh, I'll believe when it shows up. No, you believe right now and make sure your mind and your mouth agree with what your desire is. So if you want a healthy body, you're not going to sit around and talk about, oh, this hurts. Oh, God, Lord, this hurts. What? Oh, no. You're going to be rooted in your greatest health. Yes, I'm not saying you're going to lie to yourself and ignore a problem or something that's in pain. No, I'm not saying that by any means. But be mindful of what is coming out of your mouth. Because your words are powerful. They create your reality. It's so amazing to me as an intuitive, and I'm reading somebody's energy. And the energy is saying one thing. Their mouth is saying another. And then I ask them a question so that they could get back on the same page. And they're not seeing that the disconnect at all. So I'll ask them a question and they'll say, yes, that answer aligns with the energy I'm picking up. Then I ask them again. So what comes out of their mouth doesn't match with either. And so it's your job to line those up. That's it. Just be aware of what you're saying and what you're thinking. And if there's something that you want, a reality that you want to create, then make sure your mind and your mouth agree. So you wouldn't complain about a partner. If you want to be in a healthy relationship with that person, if you want to increase your income, you wouldn't complain or put down that you're not making any money. Yeah, that's the classic one. If you say you want to increase your income, I wouldn't be sitting around talking about, I'm not making any money. Or my stuff isn't selling. I can't get a job. No one's responded to my resume. No, God is working in the back end. I'm going to continue to take action. I know the perfect job is out there for me. I am open and receptive to divine perfect timing. I'm not in control of the how and the when, and I know it's working. It's always working. So you have to consciously decide it's working and make sure your mouth and your mind agree. And you're in control of that. Yes, our mind will run through a gazillion thoughts in a day. But you get to decide the ones you focus on and the ones you consistently repeat. What you focus on expands. So if you're focusing on something not working, even as you're trying to work it, that duplicity is what creates the result that you are manifesting, which is usually not what you want, right? If you're holding that it's not working, and then you want this thing and it's not showing up. Well, it probably, you can default it to that part of you that keeps saying it's not working. So be willing to to get every part of you on the same page. Your mind and your mouth match what you want. That, my friend, is what alignment means. And you can do that on your own. Just be aware, right? Just be aware. Come up with a new story. Yeah, you might not see the numbers you want to see if you're checking, say you're looking at, you're in business and you're checking your sales for the month, or you're looking at your bank account and you're not seeing the number. Okay. Just say it's all working in the back end. I'm willing to focus and believe on what I want. What's my next action step? It's all working. It's all working. It's all working. All right, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I help people do really extraordinary things. That was my alarm. So if you are ready to do something amazing, something that feels big and exciting and powerful and meant for you, and you are just over the bullshit of life, like you're sick of your own excuses and you're sick of not hitting the mark and you're sick of how you can go off the rails and not focus on what you want, and you want somebody that's going to support you in being the best version of yourself, then I would love to be that person. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And while you're there, sign up for my newsletter, and I will send you 2 intuitive messages a week via email that you can use on your spiritual journey. Hey, thank you for listening to this program. You're wonderful. Again, match your mind and your mouth with your desire, and you will win every time. Even if you're not seeing a result, there's a totally different story that you can tell yourself. Doesn't mean it's not happening. It's just happening in God's timing, and all is working out in your divine favor always, if you choose to believe that. Take care of yourself.